Wondering what's next in your business or personal life? Welcome to Success to Significance, Life After Breaking Through Glass Ceilings, a podcast dedicated to helping you with all of life's challenges, discoveries, and opportunities. Whether you're seeking a new career, retirement, or simply wanting to make an impact in your community or the world, join Jen Duplessis and her guests as they explore how to start, what to do when you're in the thick of a change or growth, and how to leave a mark in this world after breaking through your next achievement. You are moments away from the aha you've been seeking.
Hey everyone, it's Jen Duplessis. Welcome back to Success to Significance. I want to first say thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to us and to bring us into your workout, your bike ride, your walk, your home, your car. I appreciate that so much. Remind you that if you're listening for the first time, we want to thank you for coming in here and remind you to make sure that you subscribe so that you get timely updates on the release of our podcast. And today with me, I have Robert Butwin. So great to have you with me today. How are you?
You know, I am fantastic, and I am really excited to be here with you and sharing some great insight and wisdom.
Yeah, I can't wait either. So your company is called Success Strategist. And what I love about that is that, you know, success is such a loosely used word these days, and so is strategy, right? So we're going to hone in on this. We're going to bring it in. But before we do, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about your background?
Sure, not a problem. You know, I think from as far back as I can remember, I was programmed to be an entrepreneur. I grew up in our family business. They started the high school award cheerleading jacket business in the 1930s, 1938. Oldest son, third generation, wow. Always expected to be running that business.
Yeah.
Problem was there was too much family in the family business. And I, you know, sometimes they just weren't willing to deal with the changes necessary to take what they were doing to the next level. So I came to the realization that I needed to make a change. So part of the change that the first change I looked at was I ended up running a nightclub. So how do you go from
cheerleading and believe me, I bought all that stuff, yeah. Right? Because my daughter, myself. Yeah.
Right. To running a nightclub, and the owners had just sabotaged our success. I came in and it happened over a bet, but that's a whole other story. But I brought it back to the number one nightclub in the Twin Cities. Wow. But then I came to the realization that the future was about direct marketing, focused on helping other people. You know, my book is Street Smart Networking, and my motto is live smart, enjoy life, and make a difference. So my focus is how can I make a positive difference every time I communicate with people or on podcasts?
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. So this, you know, is so timely right now because, you know, in this particular podcast, Success to Significance is everything between there, right? And breaking through glass ceilings, life after and during and before breaking through glass ceilings. So, you know, and I was just talking about this to somebody. As a matter of fact, I told you when we were in the green room, I was just coaching a group of people. And one of the things that that I was talking about is that, you know, while we're no longer at the time that we're writing this, you know, COVID's pretty much gone. I mean, we hear some, matter of fact, my brother just got it, out of the blue. And so we're out of it, but then with what's going on in the market, as far as inflation and the price of gas and the price of flights and hotel, I mean, everything, food, everything's gone up. I actually have just, remember that horrible word pivot that we used during COVID, but I just made a pivot again. And my pivot was I've been out gallivanting. I've been flying everywhere, you know, for months and months, for 2 years, I've been flying everywhere. I actually just decided over the weekend that I'm not doing as much travel. It's just too expensive. It's costing way too much to travel right now. And it's caused me to say that COVID started this. We were finally released, and now I'm going back to virtual because it's just too expensive to fly everywhere as often as I fly. And the mistakes that I make cost me an arm and a leg, right? Right. When you have to make shifts. So I feel like some of my colleagues are feeling the same thing. We were talking about it and saying, hey, I may not go because just too much money these days. So how does that change, you know, it, whether you're pivoting back or whether you are pivoting out, what has changed? Where are we at now? And I think in order to know where you want to go, you have to look at your GPS and say, where am I at?
Well,
right now. So where are we at in this marketplace?
Well, in relationship to what you just said, you know, I have, because of efficiency one way or the other, I'm not traveling as much. Mm-hmm. Now, I got a plaque from United a couple of years back saying that I've gone through 2 million miles just with that airlines.
Yeah.
You know, because I've gotten conditioned to Zoom and because you become more efficient and effective on Zoom, I don't really need to travel for business.
Yeah.
But I am going to travel because my wife and I so far, and I've been happily married for 38 years, we have seen 40 different countries together. We've got a goal of wanting to see 70, you know, before we're too old to travel. Now, you know, and I realize age is just a number, but again, it's like our next trip is going to be to South America, Uruguay, Paraguay, Chile, Peru. I mean, I'm sorry, I've been to Peru, but we've got different places. After that, it's about to cruise. But again, pivoting, and you know, we all have different defining moments. And let me bring you back to one of my defining moments, because I think it's really relevant. And I came across, and for those of your listeners that might even remember what a cassette tape was.
I do. I remember 8-tracks. Are you kidding me?
Well, I remember 8-tracks too, and I even remember records, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, me too.
But I came across a cassette tape series by Wayne Dyer, and it was called No Limit Person. Mm. And see, this was one of the defining moments for me, because I came to the realization that the limits that existed in my life, I was responsible for them being there. And this is so key, because once you take responsibility for what is, you can take it for what will be, no matter what it is that you want. But here's the challenge. Most people are in a state of denial. Mm-hmm. And I love the acronym of denial, which is don't even notice. I am lying. They're lying to themselves because they're not taking responsibility. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. We still need to focus on the key things that will allow us to create the kind of life to make a positive impact in other people. And if you focus on that, everything else works itself out.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I mean, right now when we talk about street smart marketing, you know, I'm thinking, okay, so in this market, what are the street smarts and how do you shift, you know, back and forth? Because, and that's why I brought this up, because the context behind, you know, why I brought this up is, you know, the shifting back and forth. And to me, that's street smarts, because you have to be prepared and ready for anything that happens, right? And so I've got it already built. I'm not worried about it. I can go right back into it. I'm designing a life of fulfillment, right? A life of fulfillment for me. And part of that is not spending so much money going out for the sake of going out, for the sake of traveling, because everybody's having events now, and you know, and you have that FOMO of it, right? And I've just decided, I'm going to pull it back. I don't need to. My practice can be successful from my desk. It's not what I only want to do, but street smarts, to me, when I think of street smarts, which I don't have much of, to be honest with you, in the real world, I don't. That I leave to my husband. He'll say, you didn't see that man following you. No, I didn't, because I don't have street smarts, right? I'm book smart. So when we talk about street smart strategies and networking, for me, it's an ability to change and adapt, you know, and be wise and have wisdom on the streets. So let's talk about some of the things, because I know you do the ABCs to elevate and accelerate your success. And I also have I know it boils down to these 13 words, and you and I talked about them and a couple strategies. We talked about them previously, but give us some insight in how we can be street smart any moment and be aware of what's going on and how we need to change and adapt.
Well, first of all, it's part of street smart. And you know, to me, there is no fail. And I love the acronym of FAIL, mm-hmm. which is for all I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I take a look at we all have different experiences in relationship to the things that we do. And one of a good friend of mine gave me a definition for experience, which I love. Experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. The point is, do you use that as a stepping stone, or does that validate the lack? So how do you get street smart? I mean, we all have an intuition. If I say something that doesn't match your screen of logic, guess what? You're going to block it. So the more that we experience, the more that we go out and do different things, we're going to get different experiences. And we take a look at how those experiences lead us to where we want to be, whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about, I don't want to go to the ABCs to elevate and accelerate. I think I want to go to the 13 words, because one of the things that when you and I were talking, when we were talking about having you on the show, I was so enthralled with these 13 words, and I was sharing them with my husband that evening, and I thought, okay, I can't wait to get more context around this so that I understand a little bit better. But let's talk about those items as well, so that we can share with people some success strategies that you have for us.
Definitely. But, the ABCs, the 13 words, all either begin with an A, B, or a C.
Okay, then get us back to it. Yeah.
And actually, since you and I have talked, I came up with a bonus word.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Which
again begins with an A.
Okay.
And it's ask. Questions you ask yourself, or the questions you ask other people. Like, for example, before we did this podcast today, I asked myself, how can I share whatever insights I'm supposed to share that will make the biggest difference to your listening audience? Mm-hmm. It's the questions we ask that are mm-hmm. so important. So let's go back to the 13 words. And I'll start with the C's, because of the Ken. The C's was the letter that I got the most of when I went through high school and college. So I like to start with C's.
So you want to start with those. Yeah, I get it.
The backstory was, again, I always expected to run our family business. Education was a mandate. My expectation was to graduate high school and college.
Yeah.
So the first key to success is commitment. Mm-hmm. Are you really committed to creating whatever it is that you want to create? It doesn't matter what it is, but if you're just interested, it's probably not going to work out. You need to be committed. You've got to have the intention to mm-hmm. make sure, no matter what happens, because different things happen in life. It doesn't matter. I mean, we just got through the pandemic we talked about. We just got a curveball that was thrown at us, whatever that curveball was. So again, are you going to allow that to take you off of not accomplishing whatever it is that you want to accomplish?
Right.
So right.
I know. I'm just thinking about that. I mean, commitment happens to be one of the, I just did a 2-day event, virtual event that I normally do in person. Right. And I ended up doing it. I normally do a 3-day, but one of the days is commitment. Mm-hmm. It is about that. It's commitment to yourself and commitment to others in this, journey that you're about ready to embark on, right? The things that you've learned, it's committing to taking the action so that you can get the results. So I love that. Yeah.
So anyhow, we start with commitment. Then we take a look at choices as a second of the 13 mm-hmm. words. Mm-hmm. Because again, no matter what happens, we make choices on an ongoing basis. Now, when we make the wrong choice, I mean, the right choices, we really don't think much. I mean, we sort of like validate ourselves. Yeah, that's natural. I'm expected to make the right choices. But when you make the wrong choices, the point goes back to, what was the lesson you learned from a wrong choice?
Yeah.
Because again, if you're still focused on knowing that you're going to be successful, whatever success is to you, whatever it is in the relationship to what you're looking to accomplish. So the point is, if we, one of the things I learned early on, there's certain lessons we're supposed to learn. And unless you learn that lesson, life will continually trip you up in that lesson you're supposed to learn. So take a look at the choices that we make and how that serves us to creating the success that we want.
Yeah. That hits home for me, because, I've made a lot of choices that have hurt me financially, right? And I'm heck bent on the fact that I'm not going to make those same choices again, right? And there are so many people, and it can be a habit. I know it can become a habit because, you know, having been in the mortgage industry for 40 years, you know, I saw people making that habitual habit. And mm-hmm. and I sat there and scratched my head and go, I don't understand. And why do you keep doing this same thing, this same pattern? But then I felt, you know, and succumbed to it myself when I jumped into a new world, you know, a new world. Yep. And so that you're right, there are lessons learned. And so, you know, I use the word wisdom a lot when I'm making choices, right? Make sure I'm using wisdom to make my choices. Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I can relate from a personal experience, like one of my choices has always been around money.
Yeah.
And I talk about that because, like, for example, one of the guys I was coaching, I helped him make a lot of money. I mean, millions of dollars. And he never paid his taxes without going into names or anything else. And so the IRS was coming after him. And so he asked me to borrow him some money. This was over 10 years ago. And guess what? He still hasn't paid me back, but that's just one example. There's many examples like that.
There's a pattern, right? Well, it's the acronym. I mean, just like you were saying with acronyms, there's a colleague of mine, Steve Rogers, and also Greg Reed, right? They both use this, but I think it came from Steve Rogers, but it's CPC, or maybe it's not even Steve Rogers, but it's clues, patterns, and choices, right? Yep. And we have those in front of us all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's really good. And I love Greg. You know, Greg Reed, but you know, you're talking about patterns or clues. You know, one of the things is we miss the signs quite often because we get too emotionally charged in one way or the other. And as I talk about the fact that we miss the signs, let me ask you a question if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
What color are yield signs?
Oh, I know this one. They're red.
Yes.
Because I've done this one. I should have said it wrong. Just for our listeners, I should have said orange. Or yellow, because that's what everybody thinks they are. Yeah.
Yes. Because they're not listening. They're thinking stop signs. And so you get, you know, stop signs yield. But again, we miss the signs. And how many of them have you driven past?
Yeah. Yeah. So. No question. And I know that we won't have time to go through all of these on this podcast. And I know you're going to have a gift for our listeners they can grab all of these. So why don't we just take a second right now and tell everyone how do we get a hold of you to be able to get that gift?
Sure. The easiest way to get the gift, and I'll give it to you so you can put in your chat, is it's bit.ly/ But when my last name, BUTWIN 2020. Now, as I'm telling you about this gift, normally I sell it for $297, but let me give you, your listeners, a free code that will give them lifetime access. So right. They never have to pay. It's winning, all small letters, WINNING.
Good. Got it. Winning. And it's BIT. So it's bit.ly, bit.ly / but win, right?
Yes.
/ 2020.
Well, no, / but win 2020.
Oh, just but win 2020. Got it. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So that way everyone can go there and get all of these, but let's just keep going on here just a little bit. Are there more C's that you want to share or do you want to move to B's to share?
Well, there is another one, which is canny, constant, never ending improvement.
Yes.
Make your life a lifelong learning experience. It was like, you know, when I first came across Wayne Dyer's cassette tape series, you know, I came to the realization that if things needed to change, I needed to change. Now, I spent a lot of money on personal development over the years. Now, a lot of that today, because of how things have changed, you can plug in and you can find it for free or little or no cost. For example, there's one place I can suggest, mentorbox.com. It's $59 for the year by Ty Lopez. But there's many different places that we can plug into to gain that insight, to gain the knowledge. But you want to make your life a lifelong learning experience.
Yeah. No, well, no question. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, that's, you know, that's what we do in anybody who's listening to a podcast, the assumption is everyone who's listening to podcasts is a life learner. They want to learn, you know, they definitely want to. Awesome. Yeah. I love that as well. And these 13 words that you use are to elevate and accelerate your success, right? Mantras right. to live by. Is this something that you use on a daily basis? Are you looking at this? I mean, you kind of know them, I get them, but is it part of your meditation? Is it part of your daily affirmation? Do you take one word and say, today's the word? Or you quietly go, this is the word? You know, how does someone use this to elevate their success?
Part of it is what you focus on, because my focus is what can I come up with and help and say and help people shift how they look at things. In mm-hmm. fact, when we originally talked about it, there was 13. As I mentioned, I've come up with a bonus word, again, another A, which is ask, yeah. because I'm always thinking, what am I able to relate to the people that I'm speaking in front of that will help them elevate and accelerate? Because, you know, I hear the statistics that 87% of the entrepreneurs don't make $100,000 a year or more. And I go to myself, I couldn't exist on less than $100,000. So it's like, by asking yourself deeper questions, what can I do? What can I come up with that will simplify and help other people get more clarity of the things that they need to do so that they can create the success that they deserve? Because I believe everybody deserves to be successful.
Yeah, I do too. Well, that's why this podcast is called Success to Significance. you know, and a lot of it is too, is that once you reach a level of success, whatever that definition is for you, you want to make an impact on the world. You want to take your stories and help implement the word I had was very sophisticated here, squash or condense the time that others have to reach success. If it took me 35 years, I want to share how can I help you do it in a shorter period of time. And that's that acceleration that you talk about.
Exactly. It was like when I started off, money was what I was going after. Well, I made millions.
That's
I am
a problem right there.
but you shift and pivot. That's what I was going to. I'm saying when I started off, it was all about money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but early on, one of the things that I listened to, and I think it was from Dr. Robert Anthony, but I'm not 100% sure, but the person said, you come to the end of your life and you reflect back, you know, was your life worth living? You know, that we all have two B days, a birthday and a box day. And in between, there's a dash. It's what difference did we make from our short time on this planet based on the people that we had a positive impact? One of the stories I like to think about is the starfish thrower. And I'm sure you've heard of, you know, read the book, you know, seen some kind of rendition of it, right?
I don't remember it. So bring it up. Even if I did, you'd want to share it with our listeners.
Not a problem. And you can go to YouTube and find it for free. But basically, it was about a young boy walking along the beach and he's looking at the sky, bending over. He can't necessarily see him.
Save all the starfish. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he gets up close and he sees him throwing something back. And he says, Mister, what are you doing? Yeah. He says, I'm saving the starfish. But the boy assesses the situation. He says, you're never going to make a difference. As the man, without skipping a beat, bent over again and threw the next one back. He said, I made a difference to that one. Yeah. You know, it's like, how can we really make a positive difference to other people? And if you focus on that, everything else works itself out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful. As you started telling me that, I started knowing, I know the starfish story. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely do. Okay. So in the time that we have remaining, because we only have a little bit of time remaining, thinking about your ABCs, share with us one more that is one of your most favorite, and one that you've seen your clients or the people that you touch and the impact that you're making in the world, that you've seen that this is one that if you put into play, be careful what you wish for.
You got me in a dilemma because I'm thinking of two.
Okay, then let's go with two.
Okay. The first one is aware of what it is that you really want.
Okay. Aware.
Are you aware of your brand? You know, most people don't even, you know, they think of brand as whatever their logos one way or the other.
Yeah.
But, you know, really it's like my whole brand started off with Street Smart. Now it's elevate and accelerate your success, whatever that means, the ABCs. So aware of what you want, aware of what your brand is, aware of the activities that you necessarily need to do to create the things that you're looking to create.
Yeah.
Because again, my belief goes back to, which is the B, is that everybody deserves success. So the first one is aware. And the last one, which in the law of attraction, one of the things that they really didn't cover in The Secret is the actions necessary. It's constant and proper actions. And are you really evaluating the results in relationship to the actions? Quite often when I go to networking groups, one of the questions that I'll throw out in a networking group is, your net working when you're networking? You know, many times people in the networking group, all they're doing is looking to pitch people. You want to be there to give value. So people say, I need to get to know you. It's like when I heard you speak for the first time, what popped into my mind, this was a lady that I wanted to get to know because I really appreciated the brilliance and how you showed up and what you were representing. So, you know, again, it's constant proper action.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, that is definitely part of everything that I do, you know, stop talking, take action, get results. It's, there's a lot of people who talk a big talk. It's not even big talk. They talk.
Yeah.
Talk about doing things, but they never get around to doing it. You know, that whole round to it that you can buy, right? The round to it, which I handed my husband a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, here. And he's like, what's that? And I go, you keep saying you're going to get around to it. I thought maybe I'd give you one.
Right. That's a very valuable point, because I believe that there's two R's. There's reasons of why you don't do something, or the results that you do, which is what you said. You know, it's really, everything is based on results. And if you're committed, going back to the first C, create better results so that you have a more of a positive impact in the world, because the world needs quality entrepreneurs that are making a difference.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, as we finish up our time here today, Robert, and thank you so much. I mean, there's so much to unpack, and I mean, it's just incredible. There's so much to unpack. What would you like to leave with the audience here that, I mean, obviously we're going to have the link for them to go and grab their free gift from you so they can get all of these, but what would you like to leave them with? A strategy, a poem, a mantra that would really help them?
What I would really like for those that are serious and committed of taking what they're doing to the next level, let me give them my calendar link where I'll give them a free half hour that I can go into depth in relationship to the ABCs, how it relates to what they're doing.
Oh, cool.
Which is Calendly, it's calendly.com/ my last name, Butlin.
Tell everyone about your last name that we talked about in the green room so that everyone remembers it.
Yes.
Because I said, I want you how to did remember. You pronounce your name? Because I was going to say Butlin.
Yeah. The thing that I really want you to remember, for those of you that are looking to, for example, have a half an hour conversation with me, my name is Robert Butlin. And with Robert, you do nothing but win, because I believe in the triple win philosophy. They win, I win, if nothing else, because I know I'm sharing valuable insight, and hopefully based on the things that they're going to do to make a positive difference, the people that they're going to impact will win.
I love it. I love it. And we were working on something for me, right? We'll come up with something for me. I have one of those names. You know, I almost think I should have, and I've been happily married 39 years.
Whoa.
I look back on that and I go, I should have picked the names better. I just should have had some forward thinking that I needed to have that. You know, so many people have so many great, great names that they can use, and it works with their business. And I don't have any of that. And I wish I did, but thank you so much, Robert, for your time today. I really appreciate it. I appreciate everybody who's listening in, and I just encourage everyone, please give us a 5-star rating and write a review. It doesn't take more than a couple minutes to do that. And we'll continue to bring these great podcasts for you. Robert, you are a pleasure to work with, a pleasure to meet. I cannot wait to see you again somewhere, wherever it is that we will cross our paths, and appreciate it so much. And you know what? I'm going to ask you to hold up the book that you were talking about earlier, too, please, because this is a book that you endorse. And I know we'll have the link to your book, but show us this particular book, because...
My book's in the vault. But in the meantime, the reason why is I heard about Harvey McKay. He's a 70-year friend of our family.
Yeah.
And I heard about how he got Lou Holtz to come to the University of Minnesota, which had a really bad football team at the time, based on his ability to network.
Yeah.
So it was somebody that I realized, if you really are good at networking, major things can happen. So I asked my mom last year, and Harvey's like 91, 92 years old and really still going strong, making a difference. Could you introduce me to Harvey? Which she did. And so his book is Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty, which obviously makes sense. You want to create your network before you need your network.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I keep focus on. How do you expand and bring value to your network?
Yeah, I love that. And I wanted to just, you know, acknowledge him because you said today, isn't today his birthday?
Did you? It might be.
I thought you told me that too. Well, I wasn't listening very well. You know, I think, how do we know Harvey McKay other than Dig Your Well Before You Are Thirsty? Because
well, his main book, the book that was the most successful, How to Swim with the Sharks Without Getting Eaten Alive.
Yeah.
One thing, he had an envelope company. I mean, he's been a very successful entrepreneur.
Yeah, I know. I've followed him for years. I'm trying to figure out if he has some kind of a chart that I used to look at. That he did, but maybe that's where I'm getting that from. You know, like as you've experienced on this call, and as I'm experiencing, once you're in this world of personal and professional development, everything starts running together. You know, you've heard it, you know, it's a great person, you know, it made an impact, but you can't remember where the person was, who it was that said it. So yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Robert, for joining us. And everyone, again, thank you so much for being here today. And we really appreciate you continuing to support us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
You've been listening to Success to Significance with Jen Duplessis, the number one podcast for people wanting to give more value and make an impact. Loved this episode? Be sure to subscribe right now at www.jenduplessis.com/S2S for more stories, strategies, and thoughts to help you gain significance and success. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Join us next week for another breakthrough episode. Thank you for listening.